Hallelujah. You know, we are in the end times. That means it's the time of the end, but it's not the end of the world. It's going to, we're coming closer and closer to the end of the age of grace. Grace is God's plan. It's not favor. Amen? So God's plan to rescue people. So he's given people enough time to get in the plan. But after the end of the age of grace, and there's no more rescue, you have to go through tribulation. Amen? And in this, those that are walking with the Lord, and we're not accounted for the wrath of God, but we're to be taken home. And the enemy is trying to destroy everything right now. These fires are not caused by natural causes. These are technology from the powers of evil. I don't know if you saw, but Seattle, Washington is burning right now. 36 fires have started in that Washington State. People are being evacuated. It's happening all over the world. I saw a map, a global map of all fires that have occurred. You wouldn't believe how many there are. Thousands of fires all over the world. That's the ploy of the enemy. Remember, he's not going out without a fight. He'll destroy as many humans as he can. He wants to destroy as many people as he can before they get an opportunity for salvation. Because he knows he can't be saved. Right now, God is doing something very powerful, and he's raising up present-day warriors. Everyone say present-day warrior. There's a difference in a present-day warrior, because as a present-day warrior, we're not only fighting for the presence of God in the present day. In other words, today. Right now, we're fighting for the presence of God. And our fight is not physical, it's spiritual. See, the world has military and militia and all, whatever. But our fight is not outwardly. Our fight is inwardly. And if people until they understand that the battle, the spiritual battle, is more important than the physical battle. And until that happens, that's why there's so many casualties of war. Because the powers of darkness are used in human minds. Carnal minds, infiltrating their souls with emotions and lust and desires, causing them to do things for fame and fortune, believing that this present world is their reward. But for me and you, this is not our reward. In fact, the Bible tells us, come out from the world. Amen. Come out from the world and be separate, says the Lord. Then I'll be a son. Then you'll be my sons and daughters. So there are those who are still in the world calling themselves believers, but they're not his sons and daughters. 2 Timothy chapter 2, please. Verse 1, please. You therefore, my son, be what? Strong in the grace. What's God's grace? His plan. Be strong in his plan. Be strong in his plan. Quit compromising. Quit being complacent. Fulfill what you're called to do. Be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to people who are full of faith. In other words, these are called faithful men and women. Who will be able to teach others also. If you come to this house, you've been called to be a teacher. You therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier, a present-day warrior of Jesus Christ. No one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier. In other words, we are soldiers. We are warriors to engage in battle. You must come out of the world system of corruption. If you're not out of the world system of corruption, the enemy knows it. The protocol and guidelines are from the eternal reality, and the battle is spiritual. Let's go a little further. He says, and also, if anyone commits in athletics, he is not crowned unless he what? Competes according to the what? Rules. The protocols. A hardworking farmer must be first to partake of the crops. Again, no one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this world that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier, as a present time warrior. You did not choose this. God chose you. After you have been chosen and called, now you have an opportunity to participate and cooperate with Holy Ghost Boot Camp, Officers Training School. Welcome to the House of Death. Ephesians 6:10. Finally, my brethren, be what? Strong. Be what? Strong. In yourself? No. Be strong in the Lord. And in the power of his might. In other words, in his presence. You must be strong in his presence. His presence must be strong on you. He says, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. You know, you don't hear this going to the boot camp of the Marines or Army or military. They're called your enemy. God goes beyond that with this. Because there's an evil influence in human hosts. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. So we're not wrestling against the physical. But against the principalities. Now principalities are fallen angels that control nations. They're also principalities in the physical realm that hold seats and positions of authority in the political and governmental realms. But against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age. Against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Why do you think they tried to? Why do you think they approved abortion years ago, 50 years ago? Why? Because these evil spirits had taken possessions of bodies, and they are all over the world. That's why there's such chaos everywhere, because they're now being exposed. Verse 13: Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, that's every single day. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with the truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, having shod your feet with the gospel of preparation, the preparation of the gospel of peace, and above all, take what? The shield of faith, which with you will be able to what? Quench all fiery darts of the wicked one. In other words, all of his voices. And take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in tongues, in the Spirit. Being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. And for me, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, which I am an ambassador in chains, that in it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Again, we're to be connected to heaven in the power of Christ, maintaining the fullness of the armor of God, to engage in combat of the unseen. This is not a military dress code in the physical, but a spiritual dress code. I'm telling you again, this is a spiritual dress code. You don't see the military carrying the belt of truth. In the physical realm. Amen? They're carrying grenades and everything. But we have more power than them. See, they're still fighting an outward battle. We're battling an inward battle. See, if we can penetrate every heart, mind, will, and desire of every individual and drive out those demons, they would disarm themselves physically. Second Corinthians 10 in verse 3. For though we walk in the flesh or the physical, you can cross that word flesh out and put physical, because we ain't walking in the flesh. We're walking in the physical. The flesh is corrupt. We do not war according to the flesh or according to the what? Physical. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal or physical, but they are mighty in God for pulling down what? Stronghold. What's a stronghold? A memory lie. Something you agreed with. Something you accepted. It could be at any age, and it's not broke yet. So just think about when individuals go to physical boot camp, they're reprogrammed. Amen? I'll never forget when I went in, they said, listen, man, your wife, your family is no longer a part of your life here when you're in the military. I said, whoa. And boot camp is rough. They're there to break you down and then reprogram you according to their belief system. He says, verse 5, casting down what? Arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge, against the truth. And where are these arguments? In your mind, in your thoughts. Bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. That's why we have a saying here, who told you that? What does it do? It brings you to reality. Where did that come from? And being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Our weapons of warfare are to dismantle the frequencies that penetrate the physical, what we call the carnal mind of thoughts, that influences and manipulates against the truth. Does everybody understand that? There is a battle against the eternal reality of truth from the enemy. It's caused by evil forces of demonic presence to control human mind, human thoughts, carnal thoughts, to do their evil bidding and plans. They want to come to steal, kill, and destroy those that have been born of his image. Now, I want you to know something, that the enemy cannot penetrate the mind of Christ. But he can manipulate your carnal mind to reject the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. Again, they can't penetrate the mind of Christ, but they can use the carnal physical mind to rebel. That's where the word says, as a man thinks, so he is. So a man thinks, so he is. So that's why they do. What's witchcraft? Witchcraft is mind control. And what does it do? It goes and brings rebellion. Witchcraft is associated. Why? Because they're casting spells. They're praying against you. Listen, when you came into this world, there were assigned demonic forces to your life the moment you were born. Their whole purpose was to prevent you from reaching the level of a present-day warrior. They've been trying to kill us ever since we've been born. I'll never forget about a testimony I heard. And even when I was in the world, drug world, in all kinds of trouble, in and out of stuff, I remember one day, the phone rang at my parents' house and my dad picked it up. And he hung it up. And he looked at me and said, somebody says they're praying for you. They're praying for you. See, it was the prayers of the saints that kept us. You had a mother or grandmother or some relative or somebody, a friend that was praying for you and interceding for you. I don't know if you ever heard the testimony about the pilot that was a backslidden pilot. And he was angry with God. He went back to the world and he was flying. And while he was flying, the helicopter lost engines and began to rotate down. And on his way down, he said, God, forgive me. The helicopter crashed. and he broke his shoulder and some other things, but he was still alive. And while he was still in the seat, he looked and turned his head, and there was an angel breathing on him, keeping the flames away. And in the distance was the Lord, watching over. He ended up in the hospital. While he was in the hospital, he said, "Lord, why? Why did you rescue me?" He said, "The prayers of the saints. The prayers of the saints rescued you. The enemy's been after us ever since we took our first breath. Because he knows that God sends people into the world. Sometimes they come in accidentally. But he still sends them into the world. It's a matter of getting them before the enemy snatches them. It's a matter of getting them. That's why the enemy does abortion. It's, you know, he wants to kill the child before it can know the truth. You know, you hear about these super soldiers. Well, what are they? These super soldiers. There's two types of super soldiers. The super soldier means beyond human. There are those super soldiers that their minds have been reprogrammed. They release chemicals in their body. They've been induced with chemicals. And there are those who have implanted artificial intelligence or artificial intelligence soldiers. Then, of course, there's the real soldier that loves the nation, loves God, and fights for his country in his presence. Matthew chapter 10, but how do you think they become superhuman? Hallelujah. Matthew 10:32. "Therefore, whoever confesses me before men, him I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, him will I also deny before my Father who is in heaven. Do not think that I came to bring peace on earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a what? Sword." Now he says, look it, I didn't come to bring peace on earth, but I come to bring peace in you. Amen. "And I've left you a sword so that you can fight for individuals to have peace in them too. For I have come to set a man against his father, and a father against his mother, and daughter-in-law against his mother-in-law, her mother-in-law, and a man's enemies will be of his own household." Boy, is that true, isn't it? Especially if you have a Democratic family, and you're sitting there and you're talking about what's going on and with Trump and everything, they go freaky, don't they? Those demons perk right up. Tail comes out, ears point, you know. Fangs come out, they begin to foam at the mouth. They go crazy, man. They can't handle the truth, because truth is light. And they can't handle the light. Oh, happy days. You want to see, I mean, you could go out and you can go out and be entertained. Just mention the name of Trump or Jesus somewhere in Democratic passage. It goes nuts. Bring some popcorn. Take a video camera. Hallelujah. In verse 37, "He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he who does not take up his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. He who finds his life will lose it, and he who loses his life for my sake will find it. He who receives you receives me, and he who receives me receives him who sent me." Hallelujah. Again, he did not come to bring peace on earth, but peace in you. He gave us a sword. It's a sword of the Spirit, which is his words, backed by the anointing. It's his words, backed by the anointing. Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is what? Living, ain't dead. It's living. The word of God is living. Now, the word that's written is called logos. And when it's spoke, it's called ramos or rhema. In other words, it becomes alive. Why? Because it's backed by the anointing. That's why spirit means breath. Hallelujah. And verse 12. Is everybody there? For the word of God is living and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even the division of the what? Soul. Which is your mind, will, emotions, and imaginations, conscience, subconscious, attitude, motive, and desires. And spirit. And of the joints and marrow, which is your physical part. And is a discerner of the what? Thoughts. And an intent of the what? Heart. And there is no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of him to whom we must give account. Wow. Powerful. His words are powerful, that pierces or penetrates the mind, will, emotions, and body, soul, and spirit, and heart. Now, your heart is the core of every desire. In other words, it can pierce every human being. As a present-day warrior, we battle against forces that penetrate these areas, the soul, the thoughts. Amen? That's why there's lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, pride of life. Amen? The emotions, the desire. How about sicknesses and diseases? Those aren't from God. They cause humans harm. We call them spirits. When a person agrees with these thoughts, they agree, allow a spirit in them. Amen? Not everyone has this authority to overcome them or release the words of God. Only his chosen ones have been called out of the world and have accepted the invitation to follow him. Not everyone has that authority and power, do they? That's what separates us from regular warriors. We are present-day warriors. We don't fight flesh and blood. We fight powers of darkness. We release the word of God as a sword. Now, listen. If a person is not a believer, you can still drive out a spirit from them. Amen. See, what you do behind closed doors in warfare is vitally important. The Bible says, forgive and bless them, and coals of fire will come down upon them. I think that's one of my favorite scriptures. So when people are attacking me, I just forgive them and bless them. I know what's going to happen. Hallelujah. You're going to get your butt kicked. Because they're not fighting me. They're fighting him. Amen. They can say all they want. They can do anything they want against us. But the Bible says, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every attack and flood of the enemy and tongue that rises up against us will be condemned. See, but you got to know his promises and his covenant. You got to know his benefits. So we're not penetrating the physical, we're penetrating through the physical into the spirit, into individual souls, into their minds, into their wills, trying to cause them to turn their heart so that they would follow and repent. Amen? Hallelujah. Mark 16, 16. Jesus said, he who believes or he who follows and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe. The first thing he says is, in my name they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. Why? Because they've been baptized in the Holy Ghost. They will take up serpents, and they will drink anything deadly, by no means hurt them. And they will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. He who fouls and is baptized with the fire of God will have authority to see through the seen into the unseen and discern the wicked from the righteous. Today's present-day warriors of the physical are controlled, again, by artificial intelligence and technology. Chemicals, chemical technology. We're in an area where biowarfare is a tremendous thing. They're controlled and use guns and bombs, and they're taken by and controlled by deception and fear. We are not controlled. We are led. There's a difference. We're not controlled. You know, the enemy hangs money, dangles money over people in the world. If you don't do this, you're going to lose your job. You know, if people, so-called Christians, would stand up for what is right in all their jobs as policemen and firemen and nurses and doctors and walk off their jobs, things would change. But they're too afraid because they got debt. Why? Because the enemy loves to put people in debt, and that's exactly what happens to them. When they get in debt, then they serve darkness. They can't fully serve the light. Why? Because they still have to compromise that life to maintain a job. Does everybody get that? Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 11. But what I do, I will also continue to do, that I may cut off the opportunity from those who desire an opportunity to be regarded just as we are in the things of which they boast. In other words, there are a lot of them that want to be present-day warriors, but they're not. They claim to be believers that are strong in the Lord, the power of his might, but they're not. For such are false prophets, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also transform themselves into ministers of righteousness, whose end will be according to their works. Those are called shapeshifters. They can transform themselves. And now what happens then is when demons enter individuals, amen, they become servants of darkness. And there are people who are serving darkness that don't even know they are. They think they're doing the right thing. In fact, if you remember, Saul, who became Paul, he was out killing Christians thinking he was doing it for God. I'm surprised the Lord didn't show him all the demons that came out of him, because he was loaded, especially with religious spirits and everything else. I know he showed them to me when he visited me. That serpent came out of me, huge. Tried to bite my dog. That thing manifested in the physical realm. God allowed that to happen. Freaked me out. So this thing hissing and trying to bite my dog. I said, Lord, what do you want me to do? Next thing I know, my hand went towards this evil, hissing snake with a big head, serpent-like. And I said, for the love of God, I curse you, Satan. I'm thinking, I would never say that. Obviously, I just got filled with the Holy Ghost. Something happened to me. Thinking, what? What just came out of my mouth? That serpent curled up and went in a corner. I realized then, man, it's the unseen realm. It's the unseen realm. That's what we got to fight through, this physical realm. This realm is temporary, and it has to be such a reality to you. It must be such a reality. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy 3, verse 10. But you have carefully followed my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, perseverance. Persecutions, afflictions, which happened to me at Antioch, at Iconium, and Lystra. What persecutions I endured, and out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yes, and all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. But evil men and imposters will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Why? Because there's going to be more demonic oppression, more demonic influence, more demonic presence. But you must continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you have known the Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and for instruction in righteousness, that the man or woman of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped to kick butt on the devil. Bottom line. Galatians 2, verse 1. Then after 14 years, I went up again to Jerusalem with Barnabas and also took Titus with me. And I went up by revelation. In other words, he was led by the Spirit of God. And communicated to them that gospel which I preach among the Gentiles, but privately to those who were of reputation, lest by any means I might run or had run in vain. Yet not even Titus, who was with me, being a Greek, was compelled to be circumcised. And this occurred because of false brethren secretly brought in, who came in by stealth to spy out our freedom or our liberty, which we have in Christ Jesus, that they might bring us into bondage. That's what these individuals do. It's called the spirit of religion. And these demons, it's a demon. And they come in to bring people in bondage. See, God's looking for relationship. Everything's about relationship. Amen? To whom we did not yield submission even for an hour, that the truth of the gospel might continue with you. But from those who seem to be something, whatever they were, it makes no difference to me. God shows personal favoritism to no man. For those who seemed to be something added nothing to me. But again, they came in as stealth. They came undercover. Amen? False brethren, demons with bodies, they are controlled and we are led. Matthew 16, verse 13. When Jesus came in a region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? So they said, some John the Baptist, some Elijah, others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. And he said to them, but who do you say I am? In other words, where's your relationship with me? Simon Peter answered and said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus answered and said to them, blessed are you, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this revelation, this rock, I will build my church on the anointing. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you bind on earth will be bound on heaven. And whatever will be loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. See, as a present-day warrior, we carry the keys of heaven. We carry the keys of the eternal reality to bind and loose. To bind and loose. Before I go to places, I bind every strong man. I bind the principalities and powers of darkness that I may enter and plunder the goods of the evil one. Everywhere I go, I ask the Lord to dispatch the angels ahead of me. Make a way. Snare my enemies in our nets while I escape safely. Why? Because they want to kill you. They fear us, but if they can convince you that you fear them in their mind, they know it. They know it if you fear them. Oh, demons in my house. Well, you're a wimp in the spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Is everybody okay? Oh, glory to God. We have the authority to bind and loose. We have the keys of the eternal reality with authority. Let it rain. James 3, verse 13. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, and demonic. Hello. So these individuals that are so smart, so wisdom, man, they're geniuses. It says it's wisdom from below, not from above. Why? Because they promote wickedness. Amen? For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. But the wisdom that is from above is first what? Pure. Then peaceable. Gentle. Willing to yield. Full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. We should be peacemakers. Amen. Hallelujah. In Matthew 7, verse 15. Beware of what? False prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their what? Fruits, their choices, their desires, their decisions. Why? Because you'll know whether they have the presence of evil or the presence of God there. Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear fruit is good fruit is cut down and thrown in the fire. Therefore, by their fruits you will what? You're going to know them. By their reactions. Or their responses. Amen? If you're a nuclear reactor, people are going to know it. Praise God. Verse 21. Well, I have a problem with anger. No, that's a demon. Well, I was brought up that way. No, that demon's been in you your whole life. You just think it's you now. It's a part of your character. Get rid of it. Hallelujah. Does everybody understand that? Whatever is a bad fruit is a presence of evil. Now you can pet it, compromise it, or protect it, or get rid of it. I've seen many people run. I tell them, man, you're taking those demons with you. I know it. Well, how stupid can you be and still breathe? Verse 21. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? And then I'll declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. See, they thought they were rescued by works instead of relationship. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the anointing or on the rock. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew, but beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was built on the anointing, on the rock. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat on that house, and it fell, and great was its fall. See, we're going to be challenged no matter what. You're going to have challenges. We live on a planet controlled by evil. And that battle is constant. But you're not fighting flesh and blood. You're fighting the physical realm. Proverbs 2, verse 1. My son, if you receive my words and treasure my commands within you. Remember, that battle's within, not out. So that you incline your ear to wisdom and apply your heart to understand. He's talking about everything inside. Yes, if you cry out for discernment and lift up your voice for understanding, if you seek her as silver and search for her as for hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord, the reverence and knowledge, and find the knowledge of God. The Lord gives wisdom from his mouth. Come knowledge and understanding. Where is that all brought to? On inside, in you. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk uprightly. He guards the path of the justice and preserves the way of his saints. Then you will understand righteousness and justice, equity in every good path. When what? When wisdom enters your heart and knowledge is pleasant to your soul. Discretion will preserve you and understanding will keep you to deliver you from the way of evil, from the man or woman who speaks perverse things, and those who leave the path of righteousness. You will know. I'm going to close at Romans 13, verse 8. Owe no one anything.
Hello.
Don't get into debt. I get people call me all the time. Pastor, what do you think about this? You have to borrow money? No. No. I mean, there's all the things, you know. I mean, if you're investing in something and it's an investment, there's a different thing. I mean, we had to borrow money to purchase a home. Boy, did I hate that too. Thank God our homes are paid for now. But still, we want to move to be out of debt in everything. Amen? I'd rather have people go in debt paying a home than renting because the money's useless. Amen? I mean, you're not investing in anything. But of course, if you're investing in the kingdom, hallelujah. You can't go wrong, can you? But he says, owe no one anything except to love one another. For he who loves another has fulfilled the law. For the commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, you shall not covet. And if there is any other commandment, are all summed up in this saying, namely, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no harm to a neighbor. Therefore, love is fulfillment of the law. And do this. Knowing the time that is now is high time to awake out of sleep. For now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly as in the day, not in revelry and drunkenness, but in lewdness and not in lewdness and lust, not in strife and in envy. But put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lusts, its desires, its lies, and its misleading. Amen?